Good day, beautiful people. I am back on the air, and today I am titling this message, Seek First. I have been reading and studying, and I know I've been off the air for a while, but before I give you guys some spiritual food, I have to read and get myself in right. I don't want to give you guys any junk, but I'm titling this message, Seek First. And I'm taking us to the good book of Matthew's, and I am in chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When I was reading this scripture, it took me back to when I was, I guess I can't call myself a baby Christian because I've gotten a lot stronger in God's word. But when I was a baby Christian and I would hear the pastor read that, and I would go back and read it in the Bible, and this is before I got the study Bible, like my grandmother said, so I can understand these scriptures a lot better because it's broken down. But when I would see, seek first the kingdom of God, I never really understood what that meant. It was like when I would hear the term kingdom of God, I'm going to be honest, it was like I drifted off in space somewhere and I'm visualizing me somewhere like in heaven jumping around, and I'm like, I'm in God's kingdom. And is this what it looks like, or is this what it's supposed to be? It was almost like I just spaced out into my own little world and visualizing what it is and what it meant. But I never had a pastor to kind of go deep into that. You know, we've always been taught to trust God, read his word, but didn't really understand what it meant. And the more I sit and I was reading through it, it just took me back because it was almost like a mystery to me, because I'm thinking like, okay, we know in order to get to God, you have to go through his son first. And that's when I was learning, you know. So, and this is what my partake is when I sit back and I think about it, you know, we all, I'm trying to trying to get my thoughts together. So this is how I was looking at it. Like, heaven's model and earth's intended design for life and fellowship with God and each other. That's what I'm thinking. It's heaven's model and earth's intended design for life and fellowship with God and each other. And it's God's way of doing things, in other words. The world, as we know, it has its own cultures. Like, we all have our own cultures and our various ways of approaching life and our relationships. So does God. You know, the beauty of what Jesus accomplished through his death and resurrection on the cross. You know, we all celebrated him for Easter. And so I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about how these things overlap when you think about it. So seeking God's kingdom is entering into the space where God rules over all things. Jesus redeems all things, and the Holy Spirit fills all things. So I'm going to repeat what I just said. Seeking God's kingdom is entering into the space where God rules over all things. Jesus redeems all things, and the Holy Spirit fills all things. It's by seeking the kingdom of God that we discover the origins of human purpose while we're here, in other words. And to live in close fellowship with God requires that we understand what it means to live as a Christian. You know, we all sit back and we can watch others, but we all have a purpose in life of why we're here. And I want to just encourage you guys, when they say seek first, think about it. What exactly are you seeking first in your life? So this verse is saying, in essence, let your life overlap with God's life, that you learn to live in a harmonious cooperation with the Holy Spirit. And remember, I told you the Holy Spirit is our helper. And that's where you'll develop that assurance that God's will, without a doubt, give you everything that you need in your life. And I love that. So when I read that scripture, it means a lot to me to seek ye first the kingdom of God. I want to challenge you guys with a few questions. And you know, here I am with the homework again. But when you're trying to work on your spiritual life and you're trying to work on your connection, your that intimacy with God, and you really want to get deep into His Word, I want you guys to just pull a scripture out. Break it apart if you have to. Get a study Bible. Don't do like I did when I was a baby Christian. I'm sitting there spaced out like, what in the world does this mean? Somebody help me. And it helps to read, study, and get into the Word, and then talk to someone who knows and understand, or even ask your pastor to explain it. But here's the challenge. Think about what I'm about to say. Can you identify some priorities that need to change in your life? In other words, what are you putting first? Can you identify some priorities that need to change in your life? And I want you to think about it, because many of us have goals. We have set goals and things that we want to work on, but are they really your priority? You know, and are you seeking God first, and are you putting Him in your plans? Are you doing that? You know, I had to sit back and think about my busyness and all the different things that were going on in my life. And I started feeling a certain way. And it was like it hit me hard. Like, you are super busy with so many different things going on. I'm going to need you to do a reset and think about all the goals and things that you set down, the vision that you have for your life. What truly are you putting first? Are you really putting God first? And you know, I'm on the air encouraging you guys to pray each and every day. I do that every morning. I wake up in my bed. I have a routine. This is a pattern, a routine that I have developed, and it's a part of my life. But sometimes I will get distracted because I'm so used to praying in the middle, in the end, or just anytime I want to pray. It's like all of that was broken in with my busyness. I get ready to go to bed at night. I normally would just make sure that I get my prayer. And here I am falling asleep and haven't even prayed yet. But I wake up in the morning and I pray. And it was like a part of me was missing the old way of me being consistent, rather it's with my prayer life or other things added on top of it. And I had to sit back and think, wait a minute, what am I putting first? You know, am I truly putting Him in everything in all aspects of my life? And this is something I want you guys to think about. So here's something else I want you to think about, and well, I want to encourage you to do, basically. Spend some time in prayer, inviting God's Spirit to help reorder your first. And I'm going to repeat that. I want you to spend some time in prayer, inviting God's Spirit to help reorder your first. And when I say first, like, what are you putting first? What are you putting before God that's interfering with your peace, or interfering with your way of doing things, so that your spiritual life, your connection, your intimate relationship with God can continue to be stronger? And remember, this is a lifetime journey, not something that I'm going to do this for about 30 days, 60 days, or whatever. As long as you are alive, I want to encourage you to do whatever you need to do to work on your faith, that they stay strong and committed so that you won't get thrown off. But anyway, that's all I have for you guys. I want to thank you so much for listening. God bless you and your beautiful families. And as always, before I close, please do not forget to pray. Until next time, guys, take care. Bye-bye.